Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, the time right now, 3:36 p.m., and I got to quickly tell you about my friends at etaxbreaks.com. etaxbreaks.com. Listen, those folks got 23 years of experience having one of the coolest jobs in the world. All they do is find you money. I mean, how's that for a job? They find you money. They just literally, they go out there and they find out whether you run your business a certain way. They check it out. They kind of assess who you are, how you set things up, where you put your business, who you hire. Did you retain them during the pandemic? And then they go scour over 3,000 programs around the nation and boom, they just find you money you qualified for because all these government grants and tax credits and tax incentives you didn't even know were out there. And they only get paid if they find you money. So listen, last month, or July actually, they found over $7 million in 1 month for their clients, and that's huge. So just check them out. They got a special landing page or website for our Right Side listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com/right side. etaxbreaks.com/right side. Okay, listen, 3:37 p.m., I got to step aside from my main topic here and do some breaking news. So this is huge. You know how I'm always saying, folks, you got to be involved. Folks, you got to be involved. You got to get out there. You got to go to the school board meetings. You got to call your state legislators. You got to make sure that, you know, that your mayor and your city council know how you feel, and do it in a respectful way. I am not at all, by the way, ever going to advocate for violence. I'm not going to advocate for, you know, rudeness, following people into the bathroom, none of it. But they do deserve to be questioned if they're headed down a road that you know is wrong. Well, guess what? Another victory today. You've heard me talk about the Loudoun County, Virginia situation. Awful situation. I mean, first of all, Loudoun County has been at the epicenter for the whole, you know, thing about parents protesting school board activities. I mean, they're trying to put critical race theory in the schools up there. They're doing transgender bathrooms. They're so involved with social policies and woke policies that they're forgetting about education, it would appear. Well, the parents up there have had enough, and they've been going to the school board meetings. They've been turning out in droves. Well, guess what just happened? They had a situation the other day where it broke that the school board had covered up the rape of a young girl in a quote unquote gender neutral bathroom by a skirt wearing young man who was proclaiming himself to be gender fluid, meaning he could be something different every day, apparently. And this young man raped a young lady in the restroom. The school board tried to cover it up. The school board literally made an announcement when they were considering allowing transgender bathroom policies to be put into effect across the entire school district, made the statement that we don't have any reports of there being any problems, knowing full well that there was a rape being investigated in one of their transgender bathrooms or gender-neutral bathrooms. Well, busted. And so the superintendent, in the last 49 minutes, it just came out, the superintendent of Loudoun County Public Schools issued a public apology, and another school member named Beth Bartz, school board member named Beth Bartz, resigned. And she's been butting heads with the parents about critical race theory and other topics left and right. So one of the school board members resigned, and the superintendent was forced to issue a public apology and acknowledge what's going on, which, by the way, is clear indication of, you know, the potential for a lawsuit to be filed, because there's now been a public acknowledgement, of the emotional distress and mental anguish they've caused to these parents. So folks, I'm just telling you, that's big doings. And you know why it happened? Because parents went to the school board meeting. Keep that in mind. Parents went to the school board meetings and said what needed to be said. And then one of those liberals just resigned, and the other one, the superintendent, felt the need to have to come out and issue a public apology. That's grassroots. All right, so listen, I want to go back to the topic at hand. I want to thank my friend Clay Schofield for coming on the show. I know I was pressing him on the issue, but the reality is it's very important. This state, like every other state, is filled with people who are questioning what's going on. I'm getting emails daily. I mean, I almost feel like I'm still in the state Senate where I get constituent emails. Phil, what should I do? Phil, what about this thing? Phil, can you talk on your show about whether or not, you know, federal contractors can lose their job? Phil, I'm in the military. Phil, my son's in the Navy. What's he going to do? And people are upset. I don't know that I've seen anything this, you know, dramatic in terms of having broad-based dissent and broad-based anguish. People are looking at this and saying, I get it. There's a vaccine out there, but I've got antibodies, or I get it. There's a vaccine out there, but I've got concerns and I don't feel they've been addressed, or I want to see more research first, or I want to see a little more time go by. And people are questioning why, if all of you who got the vaccine, why are you scared of me? You've got the vaccine. And it's something to watch right now. Well, there are states that are addressing it. And so the reason why I was talking with Senator Schofield a moment ago on the air is because a lot of states, quite a few actually, are putting together their plans. And that's went online, and I began to Google, and you can do the same, just states, vaccine mandates, special session, and I'm pulling stories left and right. So here's one that came on the federal side, and I'm glad to see it, although I don't expect it to pass. It's a little bit symbolic, but I understand why they're doing it. This story I got off the Daily Caller. I'm looking at it right now. Storyline exclusive Daily Caller, House Republicans to introduce the Freedom Act. Freedom is they love acronyms in D.C. now. Freedom stands for Forbidding Repressive Executive Efforts and Denouncing Overreaching Mandates. Freedom. All right. It literally, what it says is it would require all federal agencies and departments to issue a report on the number of employees who have quit or will quit because of the vaccine mandate, and to estimate the cost and the time associated with filling those positions. In other words, we want accountability. We want to prove the effects of what you're doing here. And don't try and tell us it won't have an effect, because it will. Representative Ronnie Jackson from Texas is doing it. He said that this is not just, it's not just going to wind up being the folks that are easily replaced. I mean, some of them are highly skilled, got classified jobs. He points out right here, he says he has a company called Pantex in his district in Texas. He said, I've heard from constituents who work at Pantex who would rather lose their job than be forced to get the vaccine. And yet Pantex is where U.S. nuclear weapons are assembled and disassembled. He said, so we're talking about classified, highly skilled roles that cannot be filled overnight. He's also talking about nurses and doctors and other medical providers. So the Freedom Act is being dropped in up in D.C. What else is happening around the nation, though? All right, so Colorado. This is not the legislature, but listen to this. This is the kind of thing that I think you're going to see more of. Colorado contractors are suing the city of Denver over Denver enforcing a vaccine mandate. So the liberal city of Denver decided to go ahead and jump the gun, and they've determined that by September 30th, which has already passed, and this article just came out a couple weeks ago, that by September 30th, that all contractors had to be requiring proof of vaccination, full vaccination, or they could face fines of up to $5,000 a day. So if you have a contract with the city of Denver, I mean, this could be anybody. This could be your garbage collection. This could be people who provide IT services in City Hall. This could be people who, if you contract out your dispatch for 911, all these things are city contractors, right? Important stuff. And it says the contractor's suit argues that up to half of the industry's workforce is vaccine hesitant. And it notes that contractors can be subject to liability against the claims of the employees if they are rejected on a request for a medical or religious exemption. And the lawsuit goes on to declare that contractors are not required to enforce the order because it's unenforceable against them, and it asks the court to prevent the city from being able to enforce it. Lawsuits are going to start springing up. What else we got? Let's take a look. Look in your pile. What you got, Phil? Lots of paper. Governor Kim Reynolds in Des Moines, Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds, story broke out yesterday, said that Wednesday she's having great conversations with state legislative leaders about the potential for considering a bill during the upcoming special session. Oh, really? That would prohibit workplace requirements for workers to get COVID-19 vaccines. Reynolds told an iHeartRadio host, a guy named Simon Conway up there in Iowa, said that she does not have the power to execute laws. That's the purview of the legislature. She's right. But she believes that she should take executive action, but it wouldn't stand long term. We need to have the legislature involved. And she says that she's consulted with legal counsel and believes that there's the authority to move forward on that. And she's hoping that lawmakers will take up a measure very soon to deal with the issue of vaccine mandates. Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa. Next, what else we got? West Virginia. Oh, look, West Virginia. The governor has added a bill to a special session allowing for COVID vaccine exemptions, forbidding schools' COVID vaccine mandates. Governor Jim Justice added a COVID-19 vaccine exemption bill to the special session call Wednesday. How about that? The bill says that an employer would require that requires vaccination for hiring or continued employment must grant exemptions. Must. There's a big difference between may and shall when you start writing laws. And they would be granted based on receiving from the current or prospective employee a certification from a physician or a nurse practitioner that it's not safe for that person. In other words, they have a medical exemption or a notarized certificate of religious objection. In other words, they went and filled out an affidavit that said, I object on a religious basis. Here's my statement. And the bill prohibits penalizing or discriminating against current or prospective, meaning you can't be not hired. The legislation applies to both public and private employers. That's in the call for a special session in West Virginia. That story broke 2 days ago. How about this one? Also 2 days ago. Governor Ricketts from Nebraska is negotiating with leadership in the House and Senate in the state legislature in Nebraska. He says right now he's not sure he can call a special session on this because he doesn't think he have the votes, but he's pressing them for it. I like that. I mean, at the very least, they're pressing, they're getting public with it. The governor of Nebraska, Governor Ricketts, is saying that he doesn't believe he has the 33 necessary votes to be able to overcome a Senate filibuster. But there are state senators who are working with him trying to negotiate among their brethren and sistren to get it done. That's huge, y'all. That's what we need. One more. Let's do one more. You ready? Here we go. Casper, Wyoming. Wyoming lawmakers are already working on bills for the upcoming special session aimed at fighting the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Representative Chuck Gray of Casper has requested two bills be drafted. One of those would ban vaccine passports, while the other attempts to ban vaccine mandates. Now, keep in mind, Alabama has a version of a no vaccine passport bill. It's a great bill. I'm glad that it was passed. However, our own attorney general has acknowledged it has very little teeth. And so we've got to get the ability to make that bill a little stronger. And our AG has called for that. He was on the show the other day talking about that very thing. So folks, what I'm showing you there is that there are legislatures, as we head into this short break, there are legislatures around the state that are doing what they can do to push back on the federal overreach related to vaccine mandates. And we need it. We need it done. And we need our state legislature to, you know, step up to the plate here and say, please, let's don't do it. Let's make sure it works on behalf of our citizens. Let's don't worry about what the federal government says. Let's do what we got to do for Alabama. It's important, folks. Legislature, there are people out there literally fretting over what's going to happen with their jobs they could lose before Christmas if you don't act. I look forward to seeing what you do, and I hope you do something. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, let me wrap up that segment here by just suggesting something to you. If you like the special session coming up, it impacts you in a couple of ways, all right? You heard the story, storyline. You heard the discussion with State Senator Clay Schofield, who did a great job of handling both topics with me. So we talked about the fact that redistricting is coming up, and the maps are not out yet. Now, you may not even know who your state senator or state representative is, and I encourage you to know. And by the way, there's a website I was going to tell you about. Just if you have to, just Google Alabama Find My Legislator. That's what I just did, just to check it out. Alabama Find My Legislator. It takes you to a Secretary of State's website. There's actually an interactive map, and I just typed in my address, and sure enough, the map zoned in on where I live. I'm looking at an overhead map of where I live right now, and then down the right side of the screen, it tells me all the people that represent me in various state and federal offices, and it's got my state representative, and it's got my state senator on there. So State Senator Andrew Jones, State Representative Craig Lipscomb both represent the place where I, you know, lay my head at night and sleep, where the lovely Charlene and I live. So what I'm telling you is you should do the same. Find out who they are and then contact them. I would contact them and ask them two questions. Number one is, are you still going to be my state rep or state senator after the lines are drawn? And if not, why not? Just ask them and just be aware. If nothing else, what that does is it gives you situational awareness, and it also informs them that they've got constituents who are paying attention. And there's no harm, no foul in doing that. I would just encourage you, do that. But here's the other piece. If you care about this vaccine mandate thing, then I would encourage you to consider giving them a call on that very thing. Our attorney general just came out the other day with a call for them to deal with this in session. The legislature to take care of a couple of issues related to vaccine mandates. What did I do with that paper? Hang on a second. I'm looking. Oh, my gosh. There it is. It was way over there on the far side. AG Steve Marshall addressed the concerns over vaccine mandates. He called for it 3 days ago, 4 days ago, was on the show with us. We talked about it here on Right Side Radio. He's suggesting two things. This should be fairly simple. One is they did pass a bill in the regular session, a good bill, a bill that dealt with vaccine passports, but it has no enforcement provision. In other words, it was left kind of out there without any teeth. He's suggesting put some teeth in it that allows for it to be enforced and allows for people to file suit if necessary, and what would happen if they did file suit. The other thing he said was private employers basically seeking to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations should be required to provide exceptions for religious or medical reasons, including natural immunity. In other words, allow people to say, here's my request for exemption. Bam. And folks, I'm just telling you, if those two things are done, your legislature are going to be heroes. Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. And so I would consider doing this. If you don't know who your state reps are, go on the online, just Google Find My Legislator and look it up. Know who they are, and then call them and say, I am asking for you, please, to try and get the governor to include vaccine mandates like the AG called for in the special session. That's a big deal. Talk to them about redistricting. Tell them where you live. Get to know them a little bit. Tell them you'd love to meet them if you haven't already. And then just encourage them when they go into special session to please make some noise about vaccine mandates and ask the governor to include it in the call. If the call has not been issued yet, then there is still time to get that included. That's the way it works. And I'm not saying, you know, beat them up. I'm not saying call them ugly names on Facebook. I'm not saying get out there and, you know, follow them into a bathroom and take pictures. What I am saying is know who they are and then give them a phone call, a text message, a Facebook, something. Call their office and leave a message. But let them know who you are, where you live, why you care, and ask them. When they're redistricting, will they still be your rep? Will they still be your senator? And then ask them, please make some noise. Ask the governor to include vaccine mandate provisions in the special session call. And let's get this done before it's too late for all the people that are looking at losing their jobs before Christmas. All right, folks, listen. Coming up, we got Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty is going to be joining us right after the top of the hour. We're going to go down the line and talk about what's happening with vaccine mandate law. And is it law? And is it enforceable? And what do you do if you're a federal contractor? All those things. We'll unpack that from a legal perspective here in a few minutes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.